of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy, He's worthy. He's worthy of your praise. Come on now. The Lord is in this place. He's already actively involved in this atmosphere. The Bible says, where two or more gather together in my name, there I am in the midst. Once again, where two or more gather together in my name, there I am. Oh, I'm trying to get this in your spirit real quick. Come on now. Where two or more gather together in my name. Now, here's the qualifier. It's in his name. Come on, somebody. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Come on now. Can we just get this up in your spirit this morning? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with Elohim. Come on. And the Word was Elohim. So you cannot separate God from his Word. I'm going to say it again. You cannot separate Elohim, the Father, the Creator, from his Word. Okay, high glory. Because the Word is a person. It's not. Okay. I'm going to say it again. The Word is a person. It's not letters and words on paper or inside your digital realm. It is a person. Someone type, I receive and believe it is so. Come on now, type it right now. High glory. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word. Because my opinion can do you no good. Come on now. Come on. It doesn't matter what I think. All that matters is what is in the Word and what the Word shows us by wisdom and understanding. Come on now. This is where we've been for the last few weeks. You must begin to activate the understanding of God in your life. Come on, somebody. The understanding of God, his spiritual discernment and perception. High glory. It's the supernatural insight of God. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. Woo, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, get this. Get it. Come on, get it. See, I want you to be able to activate your faith. And you cannot activate your faith without understanding. Oh, come on. Is anybody with me this morning? Come on. Okay, let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Come on. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Come on, let's go here. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 4. Come on, Proverbs chapter 4. Father, you said to blow. Blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm. Father, we come to attention. Father, we recognize that you are here. You are here. The Father, the Word, the Son, the Holy Ghost is here. High glory. Now, once again, we need understanding to activate, listen, to activate the faith and power of God. So listen, Proverbs chapter 4, look at what it says, verse 5. And it says, get wisdom, get understanding. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve you. Love her, she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all of thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Yesterday, we went over this yesterday. The wisdom of God is the word, it's the thoughts, it's the will, it's the what to do. The understanding of God is his spiritual discernment and perception. It's the how to do it, the how to get it done. Okay? So, when you get the word is the first thing. Therefore, get the word. And with all of your getting of the word, get understanding, okay? Why? Because we learned last week that nothing happens unless there's understanding. And the devil can only steal, kill, and destroy in the areas of your life where you don't understand, okay? Here we go, see? Matthew chapter 13, let's prove it. Come on, Matthew chapter 13. See, I want you to get this understanding so that we can move forward, okay? Because remember, we are in this area of the four keys of the power of all, okay? The divine, our divine origin and unity with God, our dependence on God, our purposeful existence, and the immanence of God. God's being actively involved in this area. Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. Come on. And when you get there, someone type it is so. Now remember, I said that the devil only comes to steal, kill, and destroy what you don't understand. Okay? So let's go here. Now remember, and we'll just go here. It says, verse 18. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom, here we go, and understands it not, then comes the devil, the wicked one, and catches away or steals that which was sown in his heart, the word, okay? This is he who received the seed by the wayside, okay? Now, when you go to verse 23, it says, but he that receives seed into the good ground of his heart is he that hears the word and understands it, that bears fruit. So nothing can manifest until, listen, there's understanding present. Now, your level of understanding will activate, and he bore fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30-fold. Come on now. So, your level of understanding activates your level of manifestation. 100-fold, which is God's unlimited. There is nothing limiting you. There's the 60-fold. Then there's the 30-fold, okay? I really want you to see this. When you get understanding, then you're activating the manifestation of what you believe. Why? Because until you get understanding, you can't release faith. And without faith, you can't please God. See, there we go. Why? Because faith is not for things. Faith is to please God. So let's go here. Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11. Here we go. Verse 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. So that means faith is not for things. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a what? Rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So you're not just believing, you're actively chasing God, because that word seek means to chase after or to run after. Come on, are we getting something this morning? Come on now, we're getting ready to go. I just want to encourage you that when we get in one mind, one accord with God and get his word, what is he telling us to do? And we say, Father, give me understanding. I want to understand. I want to look at this through your discernment and perception of the situation. Hallelujah. That's right, Quinteros. It is so. So when you understand, so faith, without faith, it's impossible to please him. So don't even go, listen, don't even try it, okay? You must, whatever the Lord tells you to do, like when he says give, why? Here's why. And it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Give and it shall. Okay? While the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Come on now. When we activate the understanding of God, the devil cannot. Listen. The devil is called the prince of darkness. Okay, that word darkness in the Greek means ignorance. Where there is understanding, there can be no ignorance. Oh, come on now. So the devil, once you turn the light on, okay, I remember back in the comic books where if somebody got an idea, you would see this light bulb over their head. Whenever God turns the light on of understanding and revelation and the revealing of what he's saying to you. Now, it's important. This is to you. What does God want you to do with this word in your life right now? Come on now. With all you're getting, get understanding. So listen, this is going to be the week where we unlock understanding. We unlock the revealed knowledge, the revealed revelation of God in this week, because God wants you, even in this eighth month, eight meaning new beginnings, God wants you to be walking in fresh and new manifestation. He wants you to walk in, listen, walk by the blessing, not by needing a miracle. Come on now. Are you getting what I'm saying? He wants you to walk in the blessing of the Lord. The blessing of the Lord in making rich, and he adds no sorrow. So when you're blessed, okay, the favor of God is activating, and the Bible says that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, will lead you and guide you into what? All truth. So the truth of the matter is, if you know what he wants you to do, and if you have the understanding of how to get it done, and you say, Father, high glory, I'm chasing after you, because according to what you said, the promises of God are yes and amen. And once you promise, it's over, okay? Once you get the word, that's a promise. A promise in God's kingdom is already yes. So he's already given you permission. Why? Let us create man in our image and after our likeness and let them have dominion. So you have the dominion and the authority of God, but without understanding, he cannot give you permission to walk in it. Oh, there it is right there. Father, we thank you. Come on now. This is why the Bible says this. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Soul prosperity is when the activation of understanding has unlocked the unlimited possibilities of God. And whatever you see, as a man thinketh, so is he. Come on now. See, that's just the word. And because it's the word, it can't fail. So with all you're getting, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So how do we get this activated in your life? By doing what the word says. You sow the seed and you reap the harvest. No seed sowing, no harvest. No seed, no harvest. See, God makes this easy. The Father makes this simple and easy. Sow seed, reap a harvest. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that shall he also reap. See, he sees all through the word. So when you sow into the ministry using the PayPal or scanning the QR code right there, you go to the PayPal. You can use the Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account using Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L at Gmail. And we also have the Church Cash app right there and the website. Now you're sowing your tithe. Bring ye the tithe into the storehouse. Now you're activating the hand of God. Okay, that's the bare minimum, okay? Prove me now and see if I won't open up to you the windows of heaven, okay? Now you're activating the promise of God of give, and it shall be given. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Okay, so now that's the first way. Now the second way is when you activate what is called the terumah. The terumah is when you put it into the hand of your priest. Ezekiel 44:30, and the first of all first fruits, and of all things, and of every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew is terumah, of every sort of terumah shall be the priest. And you shall also give to the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. How do we do that? Then you sow directly into the hand of the priest. Now, I am the priest of this ministry. So when you sow the terumah into my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant on my Zelle, on my PayPal, then that opens my mouth to speak the blessing of the Lord. The blessing makes you rich and adds no sorrow. Now you've activated the mouth of the prophet to speak on behalf of God, and now God must answer. Come on now. Sow your seed. How glory. And for those of you that can do you can either do the new beginning seed of 8888, 18888, or so on, or the 2024 seed, okay, of $224 or $2,024. Or right now we've been doing the multiplied grace seed, which is the $55, the $155, or the $555, and so on. Get your seed into the ground. Father, I thank you. As they sow your terumah into the hand and the mouth of the prophet is open unto them, and I speak the blessings of the Lord. The blessing makes them rich and adds no sorrow. They're blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going out, blessed coming in. Whatever their hands touch is blessed. Wherever the soles of their feet shall walk upon, you have given them. So, Father, I thank you. I speak favor and the greater on their behalf in Jesus' mighty name. And amen. Now, listen, don't miss tomorrow. We're going further. Be blessed.